Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to it, the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay, this time of the year, a lot of people are looking at qualifying. If they haven't qualified yet, end of January, I know there are lots of marathons around South Africa, particularly where people do use, and I think in Gauteng, I think of the Johnson Crane. I know down in the Western Cape there are some as well. In KZN, definitely a few. In the next couple of weeks, sort of like, let's say you're qualifying end of the month, it's 2 weeks to go. Let's talk about the taper and the build up to a marathon as part of your qualifying campaign. Obviously, that's not your goal race. So it's a case of you need to taper, but you still need to be training. How do you get that balance right?
Yeah. So you've left out the most important one, Brad. You know, we grew up just outside Welkom and they've got the Mini Marathon on the 24th of January. And, an interesting fact for you for the Mini Marathon is that it is actually the flattest marathon in South Africa. It's flatter than the Vaal Marathon. So, but obviously it's hot. But if you're looking for a fast marathon, that's probably not a bad one to go for. Anyway, I just thought I'd set you straight. You seem to have forgotten your roots. But going into the taper, if you are planning to race a marathon, for me, provided you've done the work through January, it's probably not the worst time of the year. It's maybe not ideal. I still feel like the end of last year is the ideal time to be running a good marathon. But late in January is good because it gives you time to recover nicely after that race and start building up again to that point where we want to be in March and April of doing our peak mileage. So over the next 2 weeks, you do want to freshen up your legs, particularly if you are looking to improve a seeding batch or trying to set a good qualifying standard. So effectively, in the week that we're discussing right now, you want to be doing a maximum of 75% of your previous training volumes and going into the final week before you do the race, you'll be doing a maximum of 50%. It's still quite important to keep a similar structure and to be running at similar intensities, perhaps very slightly higher if you are doing some sort of intensity sessions, because we also don't want to do so little over those 2 weeks that your body actually goes into a bit of hibernation and you actually start to feel a little bit rubbish. So cutting down nicely, making sure we train on similar days at similar intensities so we keep the physiology and also the muscle stimulated and get you to race day feeling ready to rock and roll.
Fantastic. And let me just add, Lindsay, for our foreign listeners who don't know what a milli is, it's more of the lingo guide. It's basically corn. So it's named the corn marathon essentially. And the reason being is because for 42 Ks, that is all you see is cornfields. Am I right? I've never run it, Lindsay, but I think that's about right, isn't it?
Yep. There's a lot of cornfields. So you either see mine dumps or cornfields, but, yeah, so it's not, you're not going there for scenery. You're going there to post a good qualifying time.
Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. We're back again on Monday with the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.